Now's the news. I'm Tian Lu. China and Australia have held the 7th Foreign and Strategic Dialogue in Canberra. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his Australian counterpart Penny Wong co-chaired the dialogue. The Chinese Foreign Minister said the country is ready to work with Australia to make preparations for further high-level exchanges and restart dialogues and consultations in various sectors. The Australian Foreign Minister said Australia-China relations should not be defined by difference and Canberra is ready to strengthen communication with Beijing based on mutual respect. The trip to Australia is the first for the Chinese Foreign Minister in 7 years. Greg Navarro reports.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi arrives here in Canberra late Tuesday from New Zealand. His two-day visit here in Australia will include meetings with several Australian officials, including Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. He'll also meet with business leaders. They will undoubtedly talk about stabilizing trade ties between the two countries. Now, China's government has signaled that those very high tariffs it's placed on Australian wine will soon be lifted. Those tariffs, by the way, decimated the industry that was once worth an estimated $1 billion in exports to China alone. There are some Australian beef processors as well as Australia's lobster industry who also still face some tariffs and trade blockages. They'll be watching these meetings very closely, hoping for a very similar positive outcome.
China Atomic Energy Authority has announced that Vice Premier Zhang Guoqin will attend the first nuclear energy summit in Belgium as Chinese President Xi Jinping's special envoy. Zhang will be on the Belgium trip from March the 20th to the 22nd. China has successfully launched a new relay satellite for Earth-Moon communications. Chuqiao-2 relay satellite was launched from the Wenchang spacecraft launch site in Hainan province. The third International Forum on Democracy, the Shared Human Values, has kicked off in Beijing. Nearly 300 officials and experts from 70 countries and regions are attending the event. The event focuses on several areas of democracy, including modernized governance, legal governance in the digital era, an AI-innovated future, and global governance in the multipolar world. Qatar says it takes a cautiously optimistic stance on Gaza ceasefire talks. Israel's Mossad intelligence agency chief David Bernier, who arrived in Doha on Monday for a new round of talks, has already left the city. However, the Qatari Foreign Ministry says talks will continue between technical teams. The ministry also cautions against the risk of an Israeli attack on Rafah, saying any operation in the southernmost city of the Gaza Strip will bring disaster. Sam Menick reports.
Well, officials in Qatar on Tuesday said that they were cautiously optimistic after they had talks with Israel's intelligence chief in Doha. Israel had sent team to Doha earlier this week to have talks about the latest proposal put forth by Hamas. Now, while the Qataris expressed optimism, they said it was too soon to say that a deal was closed and it was too soon to claim any success. Now, this comes as Israel is about to send a team to the United States to speak with them about the impending offensive in Rafah. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been defiant about saying he is going to go into Rafah, where about 1.5 million people are sheltering. This is in the south of Gaza.
The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected an emergency request by the Joe Biden administration allowing the state of Texas to temporarily enforce a controversial immigration law. The law allows Texas police to arrest migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. The United Nations climate chief has issued a red alert as new data shows that records for every single climate indicator were shattered in 2023. The UN's climate agency, the World Meteorological Organization, has released a new report on the state of the global climate in 2023. It shows that in 2023, records were broken for various climate change indicators, including greenhouse gas levels, surface temperatures, ocean heat and acidification, rising sea levels, Antarctic sea ice cover, and glacier retreat. Experts are meeting in the Kenyan capital of Nairobi to discuss ways to increase climate finance in Africa. The event is aimed at increasing the amount of funding dedicated to climate change mitigation and adaptation in the region. And that's the news. I'm Tian Lu.